Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, 90, wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-60s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. For tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, temperatures in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mid-50s. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy, scattered rain, temperatures around 70. Right now, it's 61.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. More than $72,000 in seized cash went missing from a central Kansas sheriff's office sometime after a drug bust on I-70 in January of 2017. The State Bureau of Investigation says it still has open cases involving employees of the Dickinson County Sheriff's Office in Abilene, though investigations of the former sheriff and missing money are closed. The ex-sheriff lost his August 2020 primary race to a former long-term employee, and two top KBI officials said in a court document that the agency's investigations were hindered by a fear of retribution. There's still no explanation of what happened to the missing money. Two Kansas women arrested in the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol told the FBI they expected to participate in a peaceful protest supporting former President Donald Trump that day. Court records show that Jennifer Ruth Parks and Esther Schwemmer were both arrested on Friday. I'm Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lot, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want. And you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in, and we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com.
Example 2012 Ford Focus, stock KE996A. Severity of credit will affect down payment, APR term, and vehicle. Negative equity applies to the loan balance. With approved credit plus tax and fees, not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 4/30/21.
A shooting last night left one person dead and another injured in Wichita. Officers called to an apartment complex on the city's west side at around 6:45 last night, and upon arrival, they discovered two young adults with gunshot wounds. One of the men had already passed from his injuries, the other transported to a local hospital. Police are trying to determine whether or not the incident was random. It was the third shooting in as many days in Wichita. More than half of Kansas counties have turned down their weekly allocation of coronavirus vaccine doses because demand for the shots has declined. The state said 62 of Kansas' 105 counties declined their weekly allocations last week. A spokesman for Governor Laura Kelly said it appears that many Kansans are delaying getting the vaccine after there was a steady drop in the number of new infections. Officials are planning a campaign to encourage people who are indifferent or reluctant to get the vaccine or consider getting the shots. Windy weather, the rule in Kansas today, a chance of storms tomorrow. Mid-America Network News.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Nebraska health officials are reporting a spike in the number of norovirus cases statewide this month. That contagious virus causes vomiting, diarrhea, nausea, and stomach pain, and it normally peaks between December and March. The State Department of Health and Human Services said last week that 14 suspected or confirmed outbreaks of the virus had been reported at long-term care facilities, skilled nursing facilities, child care centers, and schools across the state. In the Omaha area alone, Douglas County health officials say there have been 82 cases of the virus in the county so far this year, compared with 45 last year at the same time. A former suburban Omaha firefighter has pleaded no contest to misdemeanor counts of sexual assault in a case involving a 13-year-old boy. Prosecutors say 24-year-old Tyler Davidson entered the pleas last week to three counts of sexual abuse. His sentencing set for May 21st. Mid-America Network News.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week heard from concerned citizens regarding the potential for federal land acquisition and spoke against any such efforts. A grassroots group has raised similar concerns about federal takeover of private lands, and it appears that the 30 by 30 effort announced by President Biden is being confused with a heritage area compact. It was noted that land acquisition was not a part of the Kansas-Nebraska Heritage Proposal, which is designed to increase tourism visibility throughout a multi-county section of north-central Kansas and south-central Nebraska. Local tourism advocates, including Marshall County Tourism, have been a part of planning efforts and remain in support of the Kansas-Nebraska Heritage Area, and several representatives are scheduled to meet with commissioners this week to present additional details. Washington County Commissioners also heard an update regarding the proposed Kansas-Nebraska Heritage Project, noting that social media posts have been fueling conversations, while officials, including legal counsel, caution there is no reason for concern at this time. Rumors of a 30 by 2030 federal effort at land conservation are being confused with the Heritage Proposal. The area would be similar to the Freedom's Frontier designation, which has been in place for a number of years in east-central Kansas. A representative with the Greenleaf American Legion outlined a Ride to Remember event being coordinated for 9/11 in Washington County. Approval was given for Deb Cruzy to replace Derek Bruno on the Economic Partnership Board. Washington County Commissioners continued discussion on revisions to the Neighborhood Revitalization Program. Nemahal County Commissioners last week reviewed a map of proposed roadwork planned for the next 2 years. Supervisor recommended closing the Nemahal County landfill Saturdays, as income does not offset expenses. The demo pit is nearly full, and other will need to be opened soon. Commissioners made no decision on bids for purchase of a new mower and new tractor for the Noxious Weed Department. Monthly tornado siren tests will begin May 4th. Relief Deputy Larry Collins is retiring effective May 1st. Pawnee County Commissioners last week committed to funding half the cost, up to $300,000, toward the Burchard Lake Road project, with the Nebraska Department of Game and Parks offering to pay $265,000 toward the work, plus a portion of the engineering costs. It's hoped the costs may be closer to $500,000. USD 364 Marysville School Board meeting last Wednesday heard an updated proposal on the stadium project. Don Landall and the Landall family will contribute $1.9 million toward the $2.75 million cost of installing artificial turf, realigning the track, adding an eighth lane, and replacing the current press box. Landall Family Sports Complex and Pat Landall Memorial Field will be funded entirely through private support. A kickoff meeting for a 60-day fundraising blitz was hosted last week in efforts to raise the balance of the funding. Another $100,000 anonymous contributor has come forward on the project. Elementary school hours will be extended by an additional 10 minutes each day for the remainder of the year to accommodate days missed earlier. A summer school option will be added for those students in need. A motion to appoint Cole Fredrickson for additional assistant principal duties at the junior-senior high next year for $50,000 was approved unanimously, along with a motion to add $250 to the base pay of teacher contracts for next year. Two people spoke earlier in the meeting in support of athletic director Doug Miniman and band director Jamie Miniman. Doug Miniman's two-year contract was not renewed at a previous meeting. This year was the first year of that agreement. The school board acknowledged donation of $25,000 from Citizen State Banks toward remaining balance due on construction of the Ag Complex. FFA alumni have ordered a greenhouse and hope to have it in place by next fall. A woman reported missing late last week by Pottawatomie County authorities has been found. 40-year-old Rachel Stevens of Westmoreland was missing. Her vehicle was found near Havensville. A search was conducted in the area. Sheriff's office later located Rachel Stevens in Havensville. She was reunited with family. The case remains under investigation. Gary F. Haug, age 71, of Seneca, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church, Seneca. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Monday at 2 p.m. with a celebration of life visitation Monday evening at 7 at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Gary Haug. Heroine Irv E. Prefert, age 94, of Odell, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Interment in the Prairie Home Cemetery north of Diller. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Irv Prefert. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken Alfredo, a breadstick, California blend, and pineapple. Tomorrow, meatloaf, cheesy potatoes, green beans, and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Upper level ridge in place, and we're seeing some very warm temperatures expected across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. As we head through the day, we'll see dry weather for tonight and into tomorrow before we have a cold front swinging down from the north, bringing some showers and thunderstorms as we head into tomorrow night through Wednesday into Wednesday night. Behind the cold front, it looks like we'll see a little bit cooler temperatures as we head towards the middle of the week. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, 90, wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-60s with wind gust at 25. For tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, we'll see temperatures in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-50s. As we head into Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain showers, we'll see temperatures around 70. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late April, 71. Record high on this date, 97. The average low, 46, and the record low, 23. Sunset this evening, 8:15. Sunrise in the morning at 6:35. 63 degrees as a steady south wind continues with sunny skies this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 26th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Craft Pillow Services will clean and sanitize any type of pillow. Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the former Porch Swing location, 809 Broadway, Marysville.
Bullpen woes for the defending champs, and a quirky rule keeps one pitcher from baseball immortality. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. Having the feel of a mid-October playoff game, the Padres delivered a memorable comeback in the finale of a four-game series with the Dodgers.
Pitch to Haas, fastball swung on, hit well out to center field. Peters going back. He is just in front of the warning track. That'll get a run home. He makes the catch. Tatis tags. Tatis scores.
The call on KWFN, trailing by six runs entering the seventh inning. San Diego rallied to tie the game in the ninth to force extras. The Pods closing out the series with an 8-7 win to take 3-4 from the defending champs. The Orioles finally solved the red-hot Oakland A's.
Luzardo ready, pitch home, Hayes swings, guys, the ball deep out towards right field, heading back in front of the wall, look up and kiss it, goodbye.
On 105.7, the fan, Austin Hayes homered twice, Baltimore topped the A's 8-1 to snap Oakland's season-high 13-game winning streak. A quirky rule denied Madison Bumgarner's bid for baseball immortality.
First pitch to Ozuna, He lines one to right at Josh Rojas, and 7 no-hit innings for Madison Bumgarner.
On KMVP, Bumgarner tossed 7 no-hit innings in the Diamondbacks' 7-0 shutout over the Braves in the second game of a doubleheader, but the no-no does not count. 30 years ago, a committee on statistical accuracy ruled that to count, it had to be a game of 9 or more innings that ended with no hits. The league switched to 7-inning doubleheaders last season due to the pandemic. To the hardboard courts of the NBA, like riding a bike, Kevin Durant had no issues finding his rhythm in his return from a 3-game absence.
5 to shoot. KD 101 Paul right around him to the rim and a two-hand slam.
On WFAN, Durant erupted for 33 points in 28 minutes off the bench. The Nets cruised past the Suns 128-119. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning, I'm Craig Mead. As the world's largest cattle stocker and feeder market, the Oklahoma National Stockyards holds a very significant place in the agriculture and in the business arena. That significance was highlighted during the beginning of the pandemic when our nation's food supply was literally brought to its knees. Kelly Payne, president of the Oklahoma National Stockyards, says the pandemic brought uncharted waters.
It was a huge surprise to everyone. None of us had been through a situation like that before, and so being able to react quickly, we wanted obviously our employees to be safe, the buyers and the shippers. The commission companies were fantastic to work with as far as if a customer wanted a check brought out to the parking lot. We just tried to make it as less intrusive as possible and have business as usual with safety protocols in place.
With the food supply chain in total chaos, the CDC declared companies such as the Oklahoma National Stockyards as essential, and therefore protocols had to be established and followed when it comes to safety. Looking ahead, Payne knows the stockyards do play a critical role in livestock marketing.
I'm very, very confident in the commission firms. They have wonderful customer service, attention to detail, and the buying power in that barn is second to none. I couldn't be more proud of the buyers that we have in there week in and week out. And true price discovery is what you're going to have in an auction market. I know that producers have a number of options of how they can market their cattle, but we believe at the end of the day, the robust bidding and excitement that's in that barn is second to none.
Located in the historic stockyards City District of Oklahoma City has its advantages, and Payne said it's great having neighbors such as the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and others. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
In the market for a new pickup, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a hard-to-find new 2021 Silverado 1500 work truck and a pair of 2021 Silverado 1500 LT Z71s, one with a Duramax package. Your new pickups awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Nachos with Ag News. Lawmakers for the refining industry and a coalition of biofuels groups will make their arguments virtually before the Supreme Court over whether EPA has the authority to extend small refiner exemptions that have lapsed. Refiners are appealing to the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling issued in January of 2020 that struck down 3 SREs. A 3-judge panel said EPA cannot extend exemptions to any small refiners whose earlier temporary exemption had lapsed. SREs are issued to refiners with production capacity of less than 75,000 barrels per day who claim RFS compliance would cause them undue economic harm. Holly Frontier Cheyenne says the Congress intended SREs to act as a critical safety valve to protect vital refining assets while meeting the obligations of the RFS. She is directly involved in the case and is a refiner. The ethanol industry believes Congress was very clear that small refiners only qualify for an exemption if it's always continually had one extended. Those words from Jeff Cooper, the president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. The court will likely issue an opinion on this sometime in June. And Farm Progress returning to hosting live events. Farm Progress Show will be in Decatur, Illinois, August 31st through September 2nd. Husker Harvest Days returns to Grand Island, Nebraska, September 14th through 16th. A survey done by Redex Research indicated that 84% of past show attendees will go to the show in person or plan to attend if their schedule allows. The industry has not come together in person since early 2020, so groundbreaking product introduction and technology advances haven't been seen in over 18 months. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks from Beatrice 77 Livestock. It's a Monday with a 10 o'clock start, folks, so head them up, move them in. Certainly got a nice run of cows and bulls here this morning. I know it's planter time, it's corn time, and correlating to that is the cattle market's got a tough time keeping up with the corn market. The cash this week, $1.20 to $1.22 and $1.92 in the carcass. On Thursday at 11 o'clock will be our bred cow, cow-calf, first calf heifer sale, guys. That's starting at 11 o'clock on Thursday. The cattle will all come in Wednesday morning, and we will be working cattle all day Wednesday. If you want to be looking at some cattle, certainly come in Wednesday afternoon, catch an eyeball on those that you might have interest in, and certainly appreciate your business. Well, here today at 12 o'clock noon, we will get in the hay department, and if you're dry lotting cows to wait for the grass to grow, we can certainly help you with that. And the square bales, the alfalfa 113, they're 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds. Four-year-olds cutting, I should say, 2-, 3-, and 4th cutting. In the prairie, 474. In the big round bales, there's 20 alfalfa 3rd cut. There's 15 round alfalfa 4th cut. Round alfalfa 11 consisting of 3rd and 4th cutting. In the prairie, there's 42. They weigh 16, 14. There's 23 round prairie, another group of 10, round brome 30, round prairie 7 that weigh 13.50, and round brome prairie mix, there is 20, and that will be shortly after 12 o'clock. Then we'll come back to the inside. We do have 6 Holstein steers. They're going to be 600-pounders. They're the McMahon calves out of Table Rock. Wilmar Sendary out of Beatrice has 11 Black Angus first calf bred heifers are going to be bred black. We'll pull a preg on those heifers here this morning. In the family department, there's 3 nice families. One's red-white face, a black-white face, and a black. They're 6 to 8-year-olds, and they've got good calves at side. In the feeders, 20 black and red heifers are going to weigh 700. Rademacher out of Adams. Mahler out of Adams has got 10 black heifers. They weigh 600. Summerhalder out of Steiner's got 13 black. Steering heifers are going to weigh 4 to 600. Kanoki out of Beatrice has got 11 of black. Steering heifers, 5 to 600. Laughlin Angus, Crab Orchard, 15 black heifers, 6 to 6.5. O'Neill out of Beatty, 13 black and red steering heifers, 6 to 650. Ed Steinfeld out of Hanover, 19 black, black baldy steering heifers, 475 to 550. And Huntington out of Wymore has 7 black steering heifers. They're going to weigh 5 to 600. Certainly catch a few more here today, but with the planter season here, guys, everybody's got a pretty busy load, so give us a call. If we can help you, Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571. Certainly appreciate your business, and we want to mention the bred cow sale on Thursday at 11 o'clock. That's the bred cow, cow-calf, guys, and certainly bred heifers Thursday, 11 o'clock. Cattle will be in on Wednesday. Check them out. Have a great day, and thanks for the business, and keep in mind, you can certainly go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
KNDY. Is it a supermoon, or is it a pink moon, or is it both? Find out on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 26th, the 116th day of the year. Actress and comedian Carol Burnett was born on this day. It's also the first day of the full pink moon, also known as a supermoon. We also refer to it as the sprouting grass moon, the fish moon, and the egg moon. No matter all of its names, it's the first full moon of spring. However, it's not pink at all. It was named pink moon in reference to the moss pink flowers that bloom this time of year. This year, the pink moon or supermoon appears to be about 7% bigger and 15% brighter than the full moon. But this difference can be hard to notice with the naked eye. Might be a great night to get out your telescope and check it out for real. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about astronomy online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 63 with a south breeze continuing. Sunshine this morning. Unseasonably warm, highs around 90 on tap to start the week.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Danny Duffy pitched 5 scoreless innings, and the Kansas City Royals kept Detroit's offense quiet again in a 4-0 victory over the Tigers. A day after the Royals prevailed in a 2-1 game that took 2 hours 10 minutes, Duffy allowed 4 hits while striking out 8. He's allowed 1 earned run in 23 innings so far this season. Hunter Dozier hit a solo homer for the AL Central, leading Royals, who have won 4 straight. Kansas City has allowed only 3 runs through the first 3 games of this series. The Tigers have lost 9 of 10. The Royals wrap up the series with Detroit today. Then they'll meet up with the Pirates tomorrow. Chicago Cubs reliever Ryan Tepera has won a partial appeal of his suspension for throwing at Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff in a game April 13th. Tepera initially received a 3-game suspension, which has been cut to 2. He began serving the penalty yesterday. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
Hey, this is Savannah Chestnut, and you're listening to my song, Prairie Fire.
Well, it was burning season, a hungry glow lit up the midnight sky. I was looking for change, passion and rage. It was time to come alive.
I'm gonna
prairie fire.
About anything you want, long as